There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hello and welcome to URL, a show all about the internet and the freaks on it. I'm your host, a freak on the internet, Courtney Miller. And today, I have two very kooky, characters. You guys are, but you're also real people. I have Sid and Olivia.
I don't think I'm a real person.
Are you a real person?
No.
No?
I exist within a screen.
Sid Heller, Olivia De Laurentiis, thank you guys so much for being here.
Oh my God, thank you for having
us. Thank you for having us to freak.
Thank you for freaking with us.
Thank you for freaking with me.
It's
on
time to
set.
Get a freak on.
I've dreamed of freaking with you.
I have dreamed of getting my freak on in this room with these people.
Amazing. Time to get into your accolades. You guys are podcast hosts currently.
We are.
Comedy writers, comedy performers.
Thank you.
You guys wrote for Smosh, even directed for Smosh for period of time. And also you're my buddies.
Yeah, that's the best
part.
That's
my favorite part.
That is a very good part. Am I missing anything? I feel like I should. I don't want to miss anything.
We can wrestle.
Oh, yeah.
You guys wrestle?
We don't, but we can if you want us to.
The last project we got to work on together was Smosh the Sitcom?
I think so, yeah.
Aside from a few comedy sketches here and there.
Yeah, we've done some
TNTLs and shit. And you guys go viral here and there with your very funny videos on TikTok. And yeah, you have a podcast called Sid and Olivia Talk Shit. Mm. And you do talk shit. And I've talked shit with you on there.
We'd be talking shit sometimes.
It's such a fun show. I've been on your guys' pod a couple times. Mm-hmm. Two times as myself and then once as Dominic.
Yeah.
Your ex.
Yeah, we're breaking the fourth wall here. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. It's all up to you. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Because you are Dominic, so it's like it's up to Dominic. If he consents,
oh, you're right.
If you consent, then we have nothing against it. It's just sort of like, it should be called Sid and Olivia spew shit out of their mouths because it's like talking shit, it gives the connotation that we're like
spilling tea,
saying bad things about people, but we're just kind of like vomiting garbage.
No, kind of the only like gossip we do is about fictional creatures.
Yeah, we'll like gossip about the Monopoly Man.
Or we'll be like, oh, this Greek mythology character is so c***ed.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What
happened with the Monopoly Man?
Well, he has no genitals.
He has no genitals and also... We think he's the Monopoly Man.
Do you know what Monopoly is? Do you know Monopoly?
I feel like I could piece together what it means, but I think I need to hear your version.
Yeah. So Monopoly is a type of ethically non-monogamous relationship that was pitched to me once.
That is
one partner is monogamous and the other partner is polyamorous. Now, if that works for you, love that for you. For me, I'm like, please no. I do not want that at all.
But it's basically like it's called...
But it's just the word Monopoly.
Yeah, it's called Monopoly, which is the word Monopoly. And in Monopoly, one person wins.
Right. It's honestly poetic.
Only one person wins. So then we went and we reverse engineered it and we were like, holy shit, what if the Monopoly Man was actually the Monopoly Man?
Oh my God. He's like patient zero of being Monopoly.
Yeah, yes, and it's like... And we've been saying it wrong and he's just been like, I'm gonna fuck everyone.
Yeah, but my partner can't... anyone. You have to fuck me, but I fuck everyone. And that is capitalism, is it not?
No, it is.
You can only fuck me, but I fuck everyone.
Yep.
Over.
No, that's
the
so
Monopoly
real.
Monopoly Man.
That is real.
No genitals.
No genitals at all. And that makes it harder to
fuck
everyone.
I was going to say, that makes things quite difficult.
He's got a mouth and he's got fingers, honey.
I also don't want to leave out another project we've done, which is the iconic, the powerful, the impactful Puberty the Musical.
Shout out.
Huge.
Throwback.
What a time.
Huge. What a fun costume time.
Yes. You were a tampon, I believe?
Fosse tampon.
I'm sorry.
I was a pad. She was a Fosse tampon. And when we were writing it, we were just like, the tampon is Fosse. And that was like in the description.
The
and that was like the most important thing we had. We were like, anything can happen, but the tampon is Fosse.
And our art department created like, it was a giant tampon.
Yes.
Mini c***y dress.
It was so c***y.
And it had a top hat with the string coming out of it.
Yes. And the string, was the string blue or was it white?
I think it was white.
Okay.
My outfit was not c***y, but it wasn't supposed to be. It's a pad. And like, I was supposed to be like uncool because the whole thing is like, pad's not cool when you're going through puberty. It's like all the cool girls do tampons. And
only
so-
p- p***s wear pads.
Only p***s wear pads. That was the song.
Oh, yeah. It's so good. You guys killed that.
It was so fun.
And that wasn't the last time we wrote songs, because like we wrote, as a group,
yeah.
mm-hmm. the theme song for Smosh the Sitcom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was such a cool experience, and your sibling helped with the track.
Jay. Love Jay.
Yeah.
So sick. Such
shout
a cool,
out.
You guys are so talented. I always love when I get to-
You are so talented. Oh, we love you.
You shut up.
We like being around you. We love freaking out with you.
I love being internet freaks with you guys. And yes, our history goes back even further than
I
that.
I know.
And I don't know where we've talked about it. I'm going to bring it yeah. up again.
Yeah.
Comedy sports. High school.
What year was that? Because I think all three of us were on stage for that.
I think you must have been there. I think I only remember it because you were singing.
She did a song.
So, Comedy Sports is an improv, competitive improv league, if you haven't heard of it. Primarily in LA. There's probably other
states. Yeah, there's like Comedy Sports Milwaukee.
But it's like very high school heavy. Like yeah. there's a lot of high schools that have a comedy sports program, and that's like a lot of people's first improv mm-hmm. program.
Yeah. And so you'll have improv shows at your high school, or at least Oak Park did that. Then you'll go to another school and compete with their comedy sports team.
Away games.
Yeah. Away games. And you have your little baseball t-shirt and you're each playing an improv game, and then the audience claps louder for whoever was better.
Yeah.
Usually it's the home team because
always.
It's there.
Always. Has to be.
Yeah.
Be so weird otherwise.
That'd be crazy betrayal.
Yeah. yeah. It's like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
But like all short form
competitive
improv.
Short form improv
competitive.
And teams
yes.
of four.
Yes. And the referee was like a college age.
Or older
LA improviser coming
that
in.
That I was always
whistle.
Trying to f-
And always, they were attractive. Yeah.
I was always trying to them yes, and they were yeah. always like no
like no
that stop it
literally not okay
you have to stop
yes and you wow
yes
and so you'd compete and then there is a championship
yeah
and I think we had a semifinals mm-hmm. game
yeah
and it was my school against your school I believe it was my junior year no it was my senior year
hmm. Then
so
I was
that
there,
was
yeah, for sure.
2012.
Wait, you guys are the same year, right?
I graduated 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, year. great.
So you were there?
I'm 2014, but okay. I was on that team. Yeah.
I don't know why I left that detail out of my brain. That
well,
you
because
guys were
she sang a beautiful song.
She did sing a beautiful song. So this semifinals game.
I just probably looked
game,
like a brunette girl.
I was like, and that bitch, whatever.
And I was just saying, yeah.
No, truly, I'd never experienced anything like that before. We went to the semifinals improv game. Our team was struggling, but like we still had some confidence that we might win. And then you guys went up and the semifinals happened in the comedy sports theater in LA. So it felt yeah, like a big deal, at
did.
Least to me, where it's like, we're in LA.
No, to kids, it feels like a big deal.
yeah. And to kids, yeah.
Yeah. And they have you win the Meaningless Cup. That
oh,
was the trophy
that
was
that.
Called.
That was
the trophy was called the Meaningless Cup.
That. Because what happened was we thought we were doing okay. Our team thought we were doing okay. And
you guys
you
were
guys,
doing great.
We're doing fine.
You guys were doing fucking great.
And then
I don't remember
you guys
any of
did
this.
A music. We tried to do Beastie Rap and we failed so hard, which is like a tough. It's a rap rhyming rap game. And then you guys did some kind of musical. And I just vividly remember you singing your heart out and then looking at my teammates and we were all just like, oh.
She's Dr. Musical.
Well, no, we had Cinco. Cinco was our, yeah. like, our, like, you know, secret weapon because yeah. our improv coach was also, like, an excellent improv pianist.
Yeah. Mm.
So when you have a really good improv pianist,
we would
like,
practice all the
you,
time.
You can oh, do, yeah. like, some pretty good improv songs.
Yeah. yeah. So yeah.
But
you
also,
guys,
he was Mormon.
Well, there you
and
go.
Mormon kind of stuff.
So much Mormonism.
Lots of
in.
Mormonism here.
So you guys won, and it was devastating to our team. But it was, like, one of those things where it's like, damn, yeah. They deserve that
well,
win.
Well, the cup was meaningless.
Yeah, and then we had some really bad lunch somewhere after that. And then we went home. And then, okay, so then you guys won the championships?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was the meaningless cup?
Yeah.
What I did it look so. Like?
I have a...
I don't remember.
Like, I need to go to the hospital because I'm here, like, I have a picture of it. I remember everything. Like, but I do have a picture of it.
I don't
it's just
remember.
A trophy that says the meaningless cup.
I don't know if there was, like, an actual prize.
There was. I have a picture of it.
No, but like, was there like a prize along with that?
Like
no,
a scholarship.
It was like a trophy that said meaningless on it, and that was
but
it.
But wasn't there something else?
I don't know.
I think we got to do a show.
Oh,
or
we
something.
Got to do a show like against the main stage or something, or college team or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The wonderful thing that I appreciated about comedy sports was like a lot of their games, it was like you'd go until you fail, and the second you fail, everyone would go, yay!
Yeah.
Which is like such a fun like rejection therapy almost.
Yeah, it was a really like I feel like it was. really psychologically good for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's my favorite part of anytime I've gotten to teach improv to kids or high schoolers or middle schoolers. Kids can be high schoolers or middle schoolers.
You're talking about middle schoolers.
Yeah. Anytime I've taught improv to kids, my favorite thing is the like clapping for a failure because it is such a good like life lesson of like, so you messed up. It doesn't matter. We're like happy to the next.
Yeah, you tried. Let's go.
I sometimes wonder about what a comedy sports team this year is like, because I even remember when my youngest brother was trying out for comedy sports, I got to go like watch, and most of the kids were just saying memes. Like internet memes.
That's so weird.
Just quoting them.
We were doing it before. I mean, we had one person on our team who would just quote the Grinch.
Yeah, yeah. Or like we had one guy who just like only did like Peter Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's hard. That's hard.
It is like one of those things. There is a thing about kids doing improv where they kind of don't understand. You can't just quote shows.
Yeah,
that
you
are
have
on.
To like make something up even if it's bad or stupid.
But it is a thing. Like that's a very real thing.
It's so interesting. Yeah, I'm very curious what improv is like. I'd love to see like, I don't know. I don't know how to even look at
it. It would be like somebody coming on to like doing forward reverse and being like, I'm Skibbity Toilet. It's reverse. This is my Skibbity Toilet. Like, it would just be, I think it would be a hard watch.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. I'm sorry.
And improv is never a hard watch.
Improv is always such an easy watch.
It's such an easy, relaxing watch.
Yes. No, and it's so interesting. I never thought that, because like Smosh is basically like an improv troupe at this point. I never thought that that would be the situation, because like when it first started, it was sketch comedy, scripted, super quick, and now it's like the majority of what Smosh does is improv, just comedy improv shows.
And what's so fun about improv is just like when the group gets along and knows each other really well, like that is the best you can get. Like if every individual person is like individually genius and they don't know each other that well, it's just not going to be as funny as it would if people are just like tight.
No, that's so real.
We had an old improv teacher who would always say people like watching improv because they like seeing friends have fun.
Yeah.
Aww.
And I think it's kind of true.
No, and that's really so sweet. Like Smosh in like a purely good way. It's like it's friends having fun.
Yeah.
Like, and that's
this is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
What was your guys' first internet video together?
Yeah, we did a video called Ella and Ella's Salmonella Sweet 16, which was, we did a video that was like a party invitation to these two girls named Ella, both named Ella.
Yes, yes.
They're turning 16 and their fathers are the co-owners of Goldman and Schoenberg Imported Salmon Emporium.
Wow, good memory.
And a bunch of the salmon has gone bad. Yeah. So now they have all this extra recalled salmon.
They have to get rid of it by Friday.
So they're throwing a salmon Ella Sweet 16 birthday bash.
Yeah.
Wow.
So such a crazy premise.
Premise to be our first sketch. And also, like, when we were in high school doing improv together, like, we would both make short films and put each other in them. And we were like, we did stuff together and we would be in scenes together, but we weren't like a duo. And then when we went to UCLA, we were like, let's do stuff as a duo. Aww. And that was the first thing we decided to do as a duo. And everyone hated it.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Hey, but at least it was fucking original.
Yeah, my friend's little brother came up to me and said, just so you know, I clicked die on Funny or Die on your video.
Oh my God, it was on Funny or Die?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh my God, were you guys calling yourself Sid and Olivia yet?
No, we were barely legal comedy.
Oh my fucking God. Sorry, I'm saying the F word a lot. You guys.
Tough.
We just
were like, oh,
19,
it sounds kind of crazy.
Like, it sounds edgy and it sounds, but like.
Whoa. It was the time of like, okay, so that's kind of crazy and random sauce.
Yeah.
And it was like not good.
I feel really good about, we graduated from Barely Legal Comedy to being Sid and Olivia around when we started doing TikTok because
nice.
We were in 2020, we were what? Like
25.
And we were like, we can't call it that anymore. It's so embarrassing. Like, it's been embarrassing for a couple of years, but like, we're in our mid 20s. Like, we literally can't call it that. We can legally rent a car now. Like, there's nothing barely.
There's no, it's
so
not.
So we were like, let's just be our names. Cause like,
midlife
I don't know.
Crisis comedy.
Yeah.
Wait, let's do that right now.
Yeah, we used to call it incredibly legal comedy. Yeah, like,
that's funny.
But
Funny or Die. Wow. Yeah,
dude, Jesus
so were you guys
Christ.
Watching a lot of Funny or Die content? Or was it just like, we guys were like, we just gotta be up there.
We were just watching everything that was popular at the time. The internet was so much smaller then.
It was. So were you guys like consuming a lot?
I don't know.
I mean, not
we were
really.
Watching a lot of 30 Rock.
Yeah, watching a lot of 30 Rock. No, at like that time, I remember there was like a competition. It was like a script competition. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And we had come up with an idea for that.
Yeah.
And part of it was like, what's your previous work? So we
didn't
were
have
like,
any.
We'll make a sketch to say this is our previous work.
Yeah.
And then even though it was your present work.
Yeah. And then we kind of just only went with the sketches.
Yeah.
What is your relationship with the internet?
What a good question.
It's a big one, but it's
we used to be more intimate. And I think right now we're taking a more professional break in our relationship. Mm. We're being a little bit more work related. Mm. I feel like the last year and a half or 2 years, I've shifted my relationship with social media to be a lot more like I post on here for my job and then I exit.
Yeah. No, it's like way more intentional vibes.
Yeah.
You gotta
be.
You?
I feel like at the moment I'm trying to wean my way off of Hay Day. And so
that's right. You have a weird I forgot about you. You're weirdo.
Need to be rude.
Hay Day.
Because I'm into agriculture.
Oh my God. You were trying to get me on Hay Day, bro.
I couldn't do it. So, I tried, but I was just like, I couldn't.
No, you called my animals ugly.
I did. I found I think the animals on Hay
They're
Day could be
ugly.
Cuter.
No. Look at my fucking farm.
I love the concept of a farm. I think the animation style of the animals icks me out.
No.
I get the ick from
no,
it.
I need to see the style.
They're
the
not that
style.
Cute, and I feel shallow saying it, but I do believe it. Look, I mean, I feel it in my bones.
Look at my farm.
Well, yeah, but that's a bunch of colors.
Hold on, wait. I'll find the actual animals.
Look at my farm.
Yeah, it's a beautiful farm.
Holy shit, that's a city.
No, it's big.
I need to get in there.
It's big. This is my riverboat.
Oh my God.
This is the train station.
These are the pigs.
And then here's like all of my stores.
So that's a city.
Court.
Yeah, it's a city.
That's the pig Hay Day?
Can we stop criticizing people based on the way they look?
And like, I do agree with what
because
you just said.
Can you look at my little hungry goats? Now, keep in mind, they're hungry because I have been trying to, again, wean myself off.
So they're starving?
So they're starving. So but they
like
do have these
in?
Little babushkas.
I just see like blobs right
now. Well, they're very upset with me right now.
They look tortured.
It's emotional manipulation.
Oh my God, and they have little hay.
No,
I am so drawn to like a cutely drawn animal.
Yes.
Like if
when somebody is starving, they're not necessarily their cutest. And the thing about it is like, this is the thing about, oh God, I'll start playing. This is the thing about digital animals is it is emotional manipulation.
Yeah.
When we had Neopets.
Yeah. And famished.
Oh my God.
When you had fucking Nintendo dogs, Nintendo dogs would be like, if you give me away, I'll myself.
Yeah.
It's like, it's really
I could never
insane.
Do Tamagotchi. It was just
like
a hard
it's
pass.
Not okay, but it gets you, it like pulls you in.
I
and
will
then
never forget the
it.
Devastation on the Neopet's face and the word famished. And I'm
I
like,
love Neopets.
Oh my God.
It was so sad. But
it was.
Yeah.
You ever play Pets with a Z? That computer game?
Maybe.
Those animals were cute as fuck.
Okay. Well, I think the Hay Day animals are very cute. But yeah, I was on there like far too much. It was getting to the point where like my friend Kara and I, who were in the same neighborhood, were texting through the app more than we were texting.
Oh my God.
And that was becoming a problem. And so, and then she actually, I'm so sorry for outing you, Kara. She actually got an iPad and phone so she could play two at once and sent me a really good photo of her playing two farms at once. And I was like, now it's a problem. We need to stop.
That's insane.
And I also will admit too, yes, I did try to get you to play and I have cornered many a people being like, it's time to play Hay Day. And most of them go like, I'm an adult.
I'm an adult. I go on Instagram for hours.
Have you put money into it?
No. And I'm actually really proud of that. Thank you for bringing
that up.
I've never put money into it, even as much as I've wanted to. But people from the Patreon have found me on Heyday and they put money into it.
And they give you gifts?
And well, so when you have a subscription with Heyday or whatever it is, you can give the people in your neighborhood gifts. So
oh, so you've gotten the benefits of money, but you've never spent the money.
I have sugar farmers.
I have sugar farmers, and they're mostly like people in their early 20s who are just like, I don't know, I fucking follow your podcast.
That's so funny. Sugar farmers is a great
that
band.
That is awesome. I think that's one thing I used to be super into, but I've really stopped doing just cold turkey was mobile games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have the only game I have on my phone is 2048.
Hmm.
Oh, I remember that number
sliding game that's like definitely
education.
It's education, but it's like I definitely can't escape when people like try to give me like the neuro spicy allegations or whatever.
Sure. Oh no, people love to do that.
That's
fine.
I gotta get into that. Cause I've been using solitaire to get off of social media.
All the New York Times games are so fun.
Yeah, those are fun.
Wordle. Yeah. Oh yeah. I used to have some word games. Spelling so this is what the game looks like to
crosswords
to the
are
people
fun.
Watching. Oh, I'm well into it. Oh, I'm doing great. So this I start this game over probably like 3, 4, 5 times a day. And it's just like sliding numbers around and then eventually like sliding them into each other and doubling them and combining them. And
oh, cool, cool, cool.
And the,
oh,
the,
I, yeah, I do that.
The goal is to get to the 2048 tile because it's multiples of 8. And I like
I
that.
Love, yeah.
That's we
love
I wish multiples. I wish it was more open world with some animals, yeah. But I am into it.
And I wish the animals were like aesthetically pleasing specifically to me.
Okay. That's right. I did have like a dragon game obsession where like you would hatch little dragon eggs and
that's
like have
everything.
Just dragons. And like it was like my dragon farm,
wait,
I guess.
I'm kind of into that.
But I have a problem where, like, it was when I was still living at my dad's and was full-time at Smosh and I wasn't paying rent. So, like, I would pour, like, $50 into a mobile game.
Amazing.
But that's self-care. Because sometimes when you're, I can't even justify it, actually. Someone knows when you're... Were you ever a Pokemon Go player?
Briefly.
I never got into it, but always wanted to. Was very jealous of the people who got
into
it.
It's very cool. I just never had the ability to put that much energy into it.
I have family members that still play it a lot.
My brother used to play it, really? And I was... My brother's cool.
Your brother is cool.
My brother's f***ing cool.
So
I keep
cool.
cursing. I'm sorry, everyone.
That's okay. We have barriers
we have
for that. We're
we
fine.
We have bleeps.
That is so funny. Okay, so Heyday is where your real problem is. And you're weaning off.
Yeah. Mm.
Sounds like it's been a struggle.
It's been a struggle. And I've noticed because I spend way too much time in the bathroom. I'll be in the bathroom
when your legs
for,
go numb?
I'll be in the bathroom for hours.
Oh.
And my partner will be like, are you okay? And I'll be like, oh, sorry, I forgot. I'm not shitting. I'm feeding my cows.
I have a derby.
Oh my God.
And I'll be playing in the derby for hours on end on the toilet.
That's beautiful.
And then you realize like, we shouldn't be doing this. Like this is, you're an adult.
Yeah.
And it also became a problem because I got a membership at a botanical garden and I'd be walking around looking at plants going, wish I could grow that on my farm.
Oh no, when it crawls into the real life, that is a problem. I will say like mobile games are one thing, but like I can't say shit because I would spend like 8-9 hours a day playing an Xbox game.
Right? Yeah, I mean that was Sims too. Like
Sims was, I lost a summer of my life to Sims. Yeah. And I think that was the last time I actually really did gaming. Like when I was in middle school, there was a summer of my life that went into the toilet because I just played Sims the whole time. And even as like a 12-year-old, I was like, oh, actually, can't do that. Like, can't do that. Mm-mm. And I never really played video games ever again.
Whoa. So you like knew that like you were kind of an
all-in
type.
I was just like, I have to go. I didn't go outside all summer. And like, I love The Sims, but I'm like, I can't do that. And maybe
Sims
is
one of those.
Yeah, I love The Sims.
Animal Crossing was one of those as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you were
a big Animal Crossing girl.
Shane was Animal Crossing. I would watch him play, but I couldn't get into it. I'm a Stardew Valley. So Stardew Valley, I think we talked about this when you tried to force me to play Heyday. It was
force
like
is a tough term,
you pulled my arm behind my back and then hogtied
you
me and then said
you are armed and all that.
But Stardew Valley, I have chickens, I have cows, I have a horse, and then you're also like repairing a town.
Yes.
But I get married. I'm married.
Right,
in there.
You can get married. And how does Shane feel about that?
Shane
okay with that?
He doesn't get to say anything. About
okay,
it.
Great. He doesn't have a take. He doesn't get to have a take.
He doesn't get to have a take.
It is one of those things. Everyone, every time you say to somebody, I like Heyday, they go, but have you seen Stardew Valley?
Mm.
So I am interested in seeing what that is.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid of like losing my mind again.
Right.
Yeah, and
right.
I actually don't think you would like it as much because like, the crop part and the feeding the animals part is the most, it's not as interesting as what it seems like in that. Like it doesn't, because I remember what Farmville felt like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that felt exhilarating.
Yeah, Farmville was huge. It was the only reason to be on Facebook.
It's like ASMR when the corn would pop off and like
yeah.
take the corn.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'll say. Sims, I couldn't have ever done Sims without cheat codes. Like, to me, Sims without cheat codes and Sims without expansion packs that had pets, aliens, vampires. Yes. Like,
well, it's raw dogging it is what it is.
Yeah, I could never do that.
That's raw dogging
I could never,
Sims.
Like, make my Sim go to work enough to, like, get money to build a house. Like, I'd have to do the cheat codes and, like, make it whatever I wanted it to be.
You know what it is? It's a different world now. There was a time when, in The Sims, you could afford to go to college and raise a family. And you just have a normal job with normal kids. But
Sims
now you just
Sims are raised thinking that they can do that. And then they enter the real Sims world and it's like you can't.
Okay, I have a fun game that's based on something that you guys do on your show.
Okay,
it's called We Have Notes. I love that segment that you guys did. You guys have the notes app, yes?
We do the notes app, yeah.
Okay, I want to see what notes you have in there.
Oh my gosh. Okay, let's do it.
I should look in mine too because I honestly never use it unless I use it and forget.
So I think the biggest thing about the notes app is that people use it at 3 a.m.
It's my favorite.
Or 4 a.m. Those are like the times when people use the notes app. And other than that, like, you know, you kind of don't use it. So it's like you'll wake up in the morning with messages that are like, delete, make sure to delete.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that
delete,
means.
Make sure
I love
to
that.
Delete, make sure to delete. Yep.
And
delete.
It's like, right. Make and sure delete what?
Whatever moment you were having, mm-hmm. it was important that you were going to delete something. Delete! Make sure to delete!
I know. I was
whoa.
Like, really?
Yeah. This is a good one.
Let's
this
see.
One says, don't enter, enter, dash.
Oh my God. Screenshot that shit.
Yeah. This one just says Amish.
Perfect. You probably were saying Smosh.
Yeah. We've got
typo.
Delete me, venture. Don't know what that
delete,
is.
Delete. Make sure to delete. Delete me, venture. I have one that's titled Shane, and then the substance between underneath is Alan Watts. Chocolate. Vanilla, cookies and cream.
Wow.
Wow.
Don't know what that was. Maybe I was trying to like write down his favorite things.
I do like this one. This is portal potty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sometimes you'll get like a really good idea. Like this one says, excellent rap bar, eat out her booty and I call it Whole Foods.
Yeah, that's
and then
huge.
After that I wrote, has this been done?
Yeah, that's huge.
Amazing.
I wrote giatricide. Like matricide. With your giat.
Hell yeah.
This one says stupid names, shark hand saw, dash, 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 from, dash, 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 oh, and now he's dating, dash, 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 saw them at dash, 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 party. He would stop talking about dash, dash, dash.
So, holy crap. Is dash, dash, dash supposed to be like a stupid
name?
No,
I don't know. I don't know. This is from 3 years ago, and I couldn't tell you with a gun to my head what this is.
This one, I do know what it is.
Yeah.
But it says in huge, bold letters, need pins for my goat map.
Yeah.
Perfect. Goat. You love goats.
I love goats. And this
is- you have a goat map? Okay. Oh.
Okay. So this is, I have
don't
an
idea. Do you have a goat map thing?
So I have an idea that I have started cultivating, which is I'm making pins on my Google Maps wherever I see a goat.
Oh, that's everything.
So that I can go revisit the goats.
Yeah, that's great.
And I'm going to do a big call to action where I ask anyone in my life, or if you're watching at home and you know where a goat is, send me the pin of where a goat is and I will add it to my goat map.
I'll share
it with you. Yeah. If you want to, like, it's my favorite thing. On my birthday, I Google searched where is a goat near me and I found some. And I was like, it should be easier than this. So I'm making a goat map.
Yeah.
I love that for you. I think I know where some goats are that you would like.
Send me the pin.
And then we'll put them on the map.
And then I want to have like a cross country goat map
where
I can go like from state to state, visit goat to goat. That's something.
That is something. That's in fact everything.
A goat tour?
A goat tour. This
is Heller goat tour.
This is something.
I love that.
This one says, hey, eat this chocolate, dot, dot, dot. Loosen up my buttons, babe, to fish f***.
And actually, someone from the Patreon did know what that is.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because we did a thing where we talked about things on our notes app.
Yeah, with Gabe Gibbs.
And amazing. A girl from our Patreon said to us, that was probably your ideas for Try Not to Laugh because you did a Loosen Up My Buttons, Babe fish thing for Try Not to Laugh to try to get me to laugh. And
yes, that's what it
smart.
Was.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, eat this chocolate.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So somebody messaged us on Patreon and was like, hi, I know exactly what this
is. That person
Let
is so smart. Shout out to that person. That person's incredibly smart.
Hell
and
yeah.
Aware. Wow, holy shit.
I have one.
Do you have any you can't read?
I have so many I can't read.
I
Yes,
and
a lot.
Can you read
where it's like a practice of a text to confront a family member.
Yes,
or something.
Yes.
Or like a, hey, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. And like getting into some real shit. I have one that's called, it's from August 2024. Mm-hmm. And it says, URL show is the title. And it says, female guests, male guests, smosh guests.
Oh, the three genders.
That's beautiful.
And there's nothing else.
That's really good.
Do you identify as female, male, or smosh?
I must identify as smosh.
That's really good.
God damn.
That's amazing.
Oh, what else do you guys have?
I feel like I have a bunch of ones that are just numbers. And I'm not quite sure what those are. I also have a lot of my grandma's grocery lists. 2 grapefruit, 1/2 pound of ground beef, ground pork.
Yeah.
Meat.
Yep, she wanted to make some sausages.
I love that.
Oh my God, and again, 1 or 2 grapefruit, not too soft. Nice big cherries, just a few. Whole Foods eclairs or Napoleon parsley dill.
Nice big cherries, just a few is crazy.
Because she's very specific, this lady. Brown sugar chicken ciabatta cornflakes.
Wow.
Oh my God.
She's got a lot of things she likes. I have my Sims password.
Oh, wow.
Oh, perfect. Your Sims password?
Yeah, because I keep getting locked out.
Oh my God.
I'll get really into Sims, and then I'll have to like change the password to try to lock myself out because I'll get obsessed.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good.
So I'll make a bunch of gray people and then just have them drowning.
That's everything.
And I'll spend hours doing it. Just a mansion of gray people drowning. I'll do it for hours. I made a Love Island villa of gray people drowning.
Gray people?
Like, gray skin, gray hair, gray eyes, and they're all drowning.
Okay, everything. this is a note
Then I have to lock myself out.
From 10:30 p.m., it says, I woke up at the morgue and all I jatsed are these jelked jorts.
I have one that just says Gen Z.
Yeah, I've always said that.
Not sure what that is.
I remember I put this on a, we have a show called Phone It In.
Yep.
Where you guess whose phone it is by like the notes app.
Oh, that's good.
I had a challenge pit idea, which was Tom and Jerry challenge. And it was like slapstick challenges. So I have one called Tomato, Tomato, Tomato. And the notes on it is going to a grocery store and taking all their overripe tomatoes, wearing coveralls, taking props like a top hat and a cane. One person does a bad, cheesy performance and everybody throws tomatoes at them. Take turns.
Wow.
And thank God you specified to take turns.
Take turns. Oh, wow.
I just have one that says 8 South in bold.
Number 8 South. Okay, is that a road? Is that a real road?
Couldn't tell you. No idea. And a lot of people's sizes.
I have one that's titled Boneless, which is a character I used to do. And the stuff below it is, wow, 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 wow. My eyes are down here. Allow me to.
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
Perfect. You're like, that's enough. That's good.
And that's all.
We'll just end there. Yeah, wow. I have so many of numbers that I'm actually worried that one of them is my social security number.
I have so many texts that are like me writing something out that's going to be a sort of like a uncomfortable text to send someone or like me trying to figure out like iron out my feelings or how to phrase something that's like really personal and that I'm just kind of like, if anyone ever found my phone, it would I should just delete. Like I'm literally I'm like, what could I share? And then I'm like,
I should just delete that right now.
Yeah. Genuinely crazy. Wow.
I have one. I think it was something for Edinburgh. But it's Erinborough Castle is the title. And then I have Whiskey. And then I have Wendigoon and Ardbeg.
Wait, you know the thing about Edinburgh that you and I have in common?
Yes.
We both went to the same Edinburgh flea market inside of an Edinburgh abandoned church.
I went there.
And we both picked out the same,
you guys got the painting same
print
by the same artist and at separate times.
Yes. Years apart. Both have it up in our home.
Yeah.
So strange.
Yeah. I like look at that because I'm moving now. So I like am taking all the art off my walls. Mm-hmm. And I was literally looking at it and I was like, that's actually crazy.
It is.
It's really insane.
Yeah, that's kismet.
The places, and I took it as a huge compliment because you have really great taste.
No, so you have great taste.
Okay, maybe you guys just have great and similar taste.
Because I just remember thinking like, that's the craziest thing in the whole world.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it's insane.
No, we didn't sit in it enough when we first realized.
No, it's really crazy.
It's like a tomato can with flowers coming out of it or something like that.
Yeah, I loved that little old church flea market. That was so cute. Mm-hmm. I found another one here that says, if I run out of phone battery, don't worry, I'll just ask the chef for money.
Good.
Because that was something I said once, meaning I'll just ask. I think it was like, I'll just ask the Uber driver for a phone charger or like something. It was like not chef and not money, but I just said it. And I thought it was so stupid that I wrote it down. And I do remember what that was.
I like that. When you think of something and you're like, oh, that would be a funny line in a show that I eventually write.
Yeah. Or just, you know? like sometimes I'll just be like, I said something so stupid and it made me laugh because it was so dumb that I'm just going to write it down because I think it's funny that I said something that's stupid. I love that.
It's an inside joke with yourself.
I love inside jokes with
myself. You gotta have some of those.
That's kind of like what Twitter used to be for me.
Mm.
So now I want to go to another type of notes.
Mm.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna have notes for social media.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay.
If you were to walk into the Instagram headquarters and you were to give notes, what would your notes be? But silly notes.
Mm.
Okay, my first note would be like, can you please respond to our emails because we can't pay ourselves out because there's a glitch and we've been trying to get in contact with you for so long. And
oh my God.
There's so much money that we haven't been able to make for so many years because you won't let us put in our bank information. And no matter how many times we try to call you, people pick up and go like, oh, that's so weird. Let me transfer you to someone else and then hang up for years and years and years. That would be my first note.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Can
what
we please
hell?
Monetize on your platform? Please. We've been trying so hard for years.
That is not silly and that is real and that is a good note.
Yeah, that's
I also think curfew.
Curfew.
I think there should be a curfew on Instagram. I think at maybe like 8 p.m.
Whoa.
Instagram shuts down and it's like, go hang out with your fucking family. Go can do it a puzzle.
Can it open back up like 11 to 12 and then it's done? Because I also like to look at
it's not healthy for you.
I like to look at cursed reels before I go to sleep.
Oh, cursed reels.
No, that's not good for you. That's not good for you.
Well, okay, Dad.
Because you're gonna go to sleep and you're gonna have a lot of anxiety. Yeah. You're gonna have stress dreams. I think that it would be best for everyone to not have Instagram before bed, not have it directly first thing in the morning.
What time does it open up?
Maybe it opens up at like 10.
I love that this is like Instagram is now a post office.
Yeah.
Is it closed on Sundays?
Business hours?
Yeah, closed on Sundays.
Sundays on Saturdays.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
Sundays is for God, right?
Sundays is for God.
I don't know. I'm Jewish. Sundays for God, right?
I have no religion in my bones. Sundays is for God, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. I like that too. I also think you need a driver's license, but for Instagram.
Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Like a media literacy license where you like can essentially look at something and identify whether or not it's a thing.
Yeah. And like if you accidentally like an old photo, like really old photo, like you get like a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
And I do think that should, because we're in the meta universe, maybe that goes over to Facebook as well
for
boomers.
Yeah.
So it's like, hi, Kathy, if you're going to make your status what you thought was a Google search, you just got ticketed. Like, we can't do that. That's not what we're doing.
Yeah.
You need to go to internet school or pay $200.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any notes for TikTok?
Yeah. Time machine, asshole.
Time machine?
Time machine, asshole. Go back in time to when it was good, you dumb asshole.
No, you're right. And that's an instant on business when you say that. I agree. Like, I say it louder for the back.
Go back to like 2021.
Oh, yeah.
2022, type algorithm, stay there. You didn't need to do anything else to it. You didn't need to change it. You didn't need to make it worse. Even before this most recent update, it was like every video on TikTok was like, here's how to get viral. And it's like, that's not what I ever want to see. Like, I don't care. Like, I want to see crazy stuff. And now Instagram Reels is giving me the crazy stuff that TikTok used to give me. And I'm just confused.
Bro, you're so right. And TikTok Shop has ruined my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not even like a cute, quirky way where it's like, I'm buying stuff. Too much. No, it is like, and I noticed because like me and Shane show each other TikToks occasionally. Yeah. And then sometimes if we don't have enough to show each other, we'll like scroll and look at each other's. he gets no ads compared to me.
That sucks. Really?
It is so, like, obviously, like, I feel like they probably, they advertise to women because women would be buying.
Well, because
women be shopping.
They, because
in, they had a meeting where they're like, okay, we're going to only advertise to women because women be shopping.
it's very easy to, in capitalism, convince women that there's something wrong with them that they need to spend money to fix.
100%. Like, hairy armpits was never a problem until suddenly.
Strawberry legs? What the f*** is that? Sorry. No, I keep cursing.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's actually one of my notes for TikTok is I think we should do away with this, like, horse pretty, deer pretty, cat pretty.
Yeah, get rid of, like, swamp like, pretty.
What face,
swamp
what
pretty.
Face is your face? No. Do you have dog, puppy, bunny, deer,
No, my parents caught me measuring my face the other day, and they were like, can you literally, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's like, this filter shows you what your face should look like.
Yeah, this is the perfect face filter, and it always looks worse, and you're like.
No, horrible, horrible. And just back on the ads thing, I've started to get this ad for a, like, steam cleaning, like, mop thing.
Oh, wow.
Okay, and I'm going to say the brand, but I just need, I need to say so that you guys understand. So the brand is, like, a Shark Steam and Pickup. These ads, every single time, different voices are saying, check out the Shark Semen Pickup and
Shark Semen Pickup.
They are fully saying it.
And you know it's on purpose. You know it's on purpose. You know.
I know there's
the Shark Semen.
For a while, there was no comment saying, did you just say Shark Semen Pickup? Yeah. And then finally someone said it on one, but it's like, guys, you're saying Shark Semen Pickup. Does Shark know you're doing this? Right. Or is this the part of the strategy?
Yeah.
Shark Semen Pickup?
I would not be surprised if it was part of the strategy. I've been seeing a lot of that.
This is the Shark Semen Pickup?
Yep.
You can't tell me they didn't say that.
Yeah,
no,
that
they don't even mutter it. They say it so clear.
That was
clear.
The Shark Semen Pickup, yeah.
I hate that.
To be fair, I probably could pick up Shark Semen.
I would not be
and
surprised.
Some people need that because sometimes that needs to be picked
sometimes
up.
Sometimes people are sharding semen in these streets.
We don't talk about that enough.
And it's like.
And we don't talk about that enough.
Yeah.
Those ads are crazy.
Yeah,
dude.
The TikTok shop of it all is really tough. And I also really don't like how often the people who are doing those videos are so convincing.
Or
and,
mean.
And I just want them to not lie to me. I don't like being lied to.
No, and they're lying to you because, like, I had a phase where I was like, let's just see. And I, like, bought a bunch of stuff. And it was, like, I think I even wanted to get a bunch of, like, interesting clothing for a photo shoot. So I was like, let's just see if I, like, get these things. And it was like, oh, you just sent me a bunch of trash.
Yeah.
But, like, there's been occasional, like, it's just like any website where it's hit or miss or whatever. But, like, I have hated in the past couple years influencer, since it's like, it's a lot more unchecked advertising now. So creators are like, if you let your trash can look like a stinky poopy, you're a loser. If you let your trash can look like this and you have it like this, like a normal human being, you're disgusting and loser. And you need to have this fancy self-changing trash can that changes for itself.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
self-cleaning trash that changes itself.
And it's like you should not legally be allowed to say disparaging mean things in order to advertise a product.
You shouldn't be able to bully the public.
No. Well, some public.
Well,
you should
actually,
bully, but not. You shouldn't be.
You shouldn't still be monetizing your bullying via advertisement? Question mark.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
I'm like, some people maybe need to get bullied. 100%. I can't.
But the
bully
public.
Ice, I'll say it.
But the public.
But it's like, when you're posting something that's just going out to the algorithm and you're like, there are people who are in a place where it's like, that affects them.
Yeah.
And also just like, even especially in the cosmetics and like secondary, it's like creating new insecurities like that no one would ever have had before. And because there's so many, you could create so many. You can be insecure about anything.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like I directly notice when I spend more time on social media, I directly notice like my happiness level going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, like when I know my hormones are doing their thing.
Oh yeah.
I have a day where I'm on it too much. Mm-hmm. Like I get really good about not being on TikTok too much. And then there's just a time when I'm like, oh, I spent all day and I feel horrible.
Yeah.
And like, here's my note for TikTok. Another note, the not interested button. Sometimes I think you're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And it started since this shitty change. It'll be like, why don't you think it's interesting? And like, it'll have a ton of specific reasons of like, is it misleading? Is it too sexual? Is it this hashtag? Is it the creator? Is it this? And so you can like select why you don't like it. But they'll still serve it to you 10 more times.
That's so weird.
Maybe you'll like it this time.
Yeah. Like, okay, how about now? Work.
Do you like it like, now?
Yeah. Do you like, how about this version of it? How about this shart semen pickup? Do you like this
one? Do you like this shart semen pickup? Like,
what did you not like about the shart semen pickup? You didn't like the shart?
Too
sexual? You didn't like the semen? You didn't like the pickup?
Oh my God.
So bad. That's another note of mine.
Wow.
I remember the first time I downloaded TikTok and it was like, you didn't even have to have an account. Mm-hmm. You would just download the app and then just start scrolling. Yeah. And it felt like I was starting on a roller coaster.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was also, I think TikTok was really the first social media app that did feel like, oh, you're telling me you know who I am.
Yeah.
Like
there was
a thing where like you downloaded TikTok and TikTok said to you, oh, I know what you like, you fucking freak.
Yeah.
And then shows you all this thing. And like what would happen is like my dad downloaded TikTok.
Oh my God, that's my favorite.
And immediately TikTok was like, okay, so you're a lesbian pilot.
Yeah. It's like, you're on lesbian pilot TikTok like, immediately.
Love that. You're a lesbian pilot. And my dad would be like, why do I keep getting all these lesbian pilots?
Danny Keller, lesbian pilot.
And like, he loved it. He was like, great. But he was just like, I don't know. I'm not a lesbian pilot.
I've gotten my dad's algorithm on Instagram Reels now. I've gotten my dad really into Marcus the Worm.
Oh, Marcus the what?
Marcus the Worm.
Marcus the Worm.
Hold on. Wait, I'm so sorry. Wait, hold on. You guys talk. I have to
Marcus
find Marcus
the Worm.
He's my celebrity crush. What are you talking about?
I think my TikTok sometimes thinks that I own several wild animals.
Really?
Because I get advertised like, here's the best food for your Persian owl.
Like on your TikTok shop?
Like, yeah. It's like sometimes there isn't a product attached, but it's like, here's how I take the best care of my sheep from another world. Like, I'm like, yeah.
Sheep from another world is crazy.
Like, and I'm like, oh, thank God I know this.
Oh, this guy.
The VR chat guy.
I love him.
I like him too. He says, it's pissing me off.
It's pissing me off. Robert, help.
And he almost burned alive in that one.
So now my dad and I send each other Marcus the Worm videos all the time.
That's so sweet for you too.
It's really good.
That's so sweet for you guys.
Sheep from another world.
Sheep
from another world is my band.
Guys.
Yep.
It's time.
Oh, I'm excited.
For the buffering questions. These are my little questions that I'm going to make you answer.
And I love it.
They also help me decide if you're allowed online.
Okay, everything.
I've learned a lot about both of you. I've grown more concerned.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm growing more concerned, Sid. But I'm also intrigued. Okay. So I'm going to learn more through these cards with you. Can we take a look at your screen time?
Oh.
What apps are you using the most?
Oh my God, let's find
out. These days, probably not a good one.
Heyday?
Yeah.
No, because I'm weaning myself off.
Wait, so how do you
weaning is so funny. Weaning yourself off.
I really am, not me screen opening time. It straight to Heyday. No, but I really am actively being, I mean, I also have mold in my house right now.
Yeah.
So I am kind of like having a lot going on.
There's a lot going on, yeah.
And I have no ceiling.
She's no ceiling. No, and I can confirm this.
I have no ceiling in my house. I have no ceiling in my bathroom right now. And so
when you're sitting in the bathroom for hours, there's no roof and the mold is up there and you're on Heyday for hours. Ma'am.
I'm not well.
You're doing great. You're doing great. You're weaning.
That's what black mold does to you, guys.
You guys, I swear to God, I'm hearing voices. Like, I'm not even fucking
No, she is. She's hearing
them. I swear to God, in the middle of the night, I will hear somebody go, hi, and I wake up, and there's no way. I don't know. I'm serious.
Say that.
I'm serious.
No,
there might be a lawsuit.
Yeah, we're gonna get her out of there. We're getting her out this weekend.
Yes, you're out. You're out. And this sucks.
I swear to God, I keep thinking that my partner is home and he's not. And I keep going, babe. And there's
Sid.
No one there.
No. She keeps hearing someone go, Sid.
There's no one there.
There's no one there.
You guys.
Oh my God.
It's black mold. It's black mold poisoning.
No, and you guys, can I say?
Yeah.
I'm concerned. I'm equally concerned because we're neighbors.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
We don't say, but we are neighbors.
We are neighbors. Yeah. We've been neighbors.
Yeah.
We've been neighbors, but I'm moving now.
But now you're moving and because your place is falling apart.
Yeah. No, I'm worried about you guys too.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Oh my God.
Okay. Screen time.
How do I find that?
So you go to your settings.
Go to settings.
And then scroll down a little bit.
I like the weekly average.
I'm a little bit worse than you.
Okay,
so my daily average
is
6 hours, 30 minutes.
Okay.
And it is most used are pretty equally Instagram and my current mobile game that I'm doing, Color Slide. Which is literally just like a thing I do instead of going on Instagram. And here, I'll show you.
Color Slide.
It's like...
Is it like a drawing game?
No, it's like a matching game. It's like a Here, I'll show
you. We are so silly.
It's like...
we got our games.
It's like this kind of a thing. And then you go like, okay, I put that in here. And then it goes like that. And then this goes. And then...
Oh, so it's kind of like an organizing game a little bit.
Yeah, you have to like... And this is not going to, like, this goes there, this goes here. And it's just kind of, like, relaxing and fun.
Okay, so so it's, like, what? You're saying, like, 2 hours on this game, 2 hours on Instagram?
Yeah, like, I'll do this while I'm watching TV. And
yes, the dual because screen.
It's just sort of, like, part of my brain is, like, yeah, that's fun. And
looks like you're just looking at a bunch of hexagons.
Kind of, like, put hexagons next to each other.
You
and
also do
colors.
Something that I do as well, which is funny, is you play the ads.
When you
have a game, I've noticed Livy doing this, and it's funny, I do this too.
Yeah.
Which is like, you'll be playing for me, Heyday.
Yeah.
And you'll get an ad because for me, you don't pay for Heyday.
Right. Yeah, I'm not going to pay anything.
And
ever.
I'll start playing the ad, and then I'll waste 20 minutes playing the fucking ad.
And it's like, all I want to do is play a game. Like, I'm just trying to like take some of my mental anxiety and like channel it somewhere.
I'll realize
it's like,
I've wasted 30, 40 minutes.
But to me,
on an advertisement.
If I'm playing the ad,
always
wasting,
the same ad.
Which ad is it for you?
Mine is, you guys, I'm actually kind of ashamed.
Like, hey, can you play the
shirt
semen color slide?
Can I show you my favorite? Yeah, the shirt.
Yes, mine is either the, balloons, or it's, like, the hunter who needs to get the buffalo. There's, like, a hunter running. Have you seen this?
Fever. Bless you twice.
There's a hunter running. He has a spear and he gets a buffalo and he collects the meat and then he brings it to make a hot dog.
Isn't one of your mold hallucinations?
Okay, I will say I got the best ad ever once and I did end up buying this game, but I was listening to...
It worked on you.
This is crazy. So this ad, I'm just going to show you what the ad is, but...
This is Becca and Tanya from Scrubbing In with Becca Tilly and Tanya Rad.
Becca, can I ask you a question? How do I convince myself I need something before I buy it?
Oh, so we're doing that today.
Well, I'll be shopping online and suddenly I'm like, well, technically this counts as self-care.
You're definitely not alone there.
That's why Klarna stands out. It's about smarter tools that help you feel more confident with your money.
Klarna brings payments, cashback, and money management together in one place with flexible ways to pay. It helps you make smarter money moves without the stress.
That's the goal, right? Having tools that make your money work with you.
Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more. California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
I screen recorded it because I was listening to a book, a self-help book, about trying not to be codependent.
Mm.
And the combination of what was happening in the audiobook and the ad I got is insane.
We lose our capacity to enjoy the pleasant things in life.
Touch the pig's boob.
No longer in touch with our instincts. We lose touch with ourselves and our environment.
Oh, I love this one with the yarn.
We are unaware of what our feelings are telling us.
What the hell?
Problems in our environment.
Like, this is just the most cursed video overall.
This is just like Shart Semen Pickup.
Probably not examining the thinking.
And it's a self-help book that you're actively listening to while playing the game.
I'm listening to Codependent No More, and then that comes up, and it's like, touch the booby, touch the pig's booby. And I was just like, oh, I got to screenshot that or screen record that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then I ended up buying that game, and it is kind of fun. But now there's a level that, like, I can't get past without paying, so, like, genuinely go to hell.
Yep, you're done.
The yarn one is fun.
We do not pay for these games.
You can't have it.
We do not pay for games.
Okay. Please, apps, really quick. Tell me your apps.
Oh, I think... My average screen time is 5 hours, 24 minutes.
Okay, six hours, 5 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's your top apps?
And my top apps are Instagram, Messages, Email.
Instagram, Color Slide, Messages, Maps, Safari, Spotify, Notes.
Safari?
Yeah.
Oh, OfferUp is a top one for mine right now. Because
whoa.
I'm looking at lamps.
Moving.
Clock is a big one for me.
Okay. I like that. I like that for you. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay. Next. I'm going to pick a date and you're going to show me a photo.
Oh, I'm excited.
Okay. Let's do the Ides of March. March 15th.
Okay. Hold on.
What year?
Up.
Any year.
Oh. Can I just search March 15th?
I'm never going to get over that self-help book audio over a perverse.
Yeah. Insane.
Game wild. Ad.
Oh.
Show me.
Wait.
Laugh on your ass. It's me. Okay. If you laugh on
Yep.
Dude.
That's March 15th.
That is so cool. Yeah, that's so that was the 15th. Day we were in the studio recording the theme song for Smosh the Sitcom.
Yeah. And then another March 15th, here's me at the Kids and Family Emmys with a puppet.
Hell yeah. That is so you.
Yeah. Classic me and the puppet.
Me and the puppet moment.
We are dating.
That's hot.
March 15th, I have a screenshot of Chun Plum over Honey Flux.
Everything.
Glazes. What did you just say to me? What did you just call me?
It's a glaze combination.
Because you're really good at pottery.
Over Honey Flux.
She's pottery.
And it kind of makes this kind of deal.
Classic Chun Plum.
And then the other thing I have is a bunch of...
A wheel of...
Seaweed. We made like a seaweed wrap thing where that's we put gorgeous. Salmon in it with cucumber and avocado and spicy
beautiful.
Mayo.
Whoa. Literally gorgeous.
And it was pretty yummy.
It looks amazing.
So we took a picky
you are, yeah, you,
that's so March 15th
you eat
of us.
Interesting food. Dude, that is so cool that that-
I know,
like,
right?
And then
random guess.
Yes. And then a pottery and a weird the food.
I love that weird
You're living life. You're
living life.
That pottery and seafood life.
Oh, that is so fun. I love that.
I love that.
I want to know, what's the worst excuse you've texted to someone to avoid going out?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
And it's okay if you said it to me.
Ooh, to avoid going out.
God, I'm trying to think. Like right now I've been doing a lot of my place has mold, even though that's just true.
It is
true.
Yeah.
Like people, no, that's a good excuse.
People will be like, can you do this? And I'll be like, I have no ceiling.
Yeah, they'll be like, yeah.
And that's been my big excuse lately.
I have no ceiling.
I don't do this anymore, but I used to... take a real thing that would happen and just change the date on it. Like I used to, if I got in a car accident and then later that week I was like late to class, I would be like, I got in a car accident on the way here. And it's like, no, you didn't.
No, you didn't
but me, I was like, well, I did get in a car accident and I'm just late because like I couldn't get my shit together. But like it counts once. And it's like, no, it doesn't. No, it literally doesn't. And I don't do it anymore. But that was weird.
How do you get out of a hangout?
Oh, I so rarely want to. I'm a person who like loves a hangout even if I'm feeling like shit. I'm like a golden retriever.
I think I usually just say I'm overwhelmed because usually I am.
Yeah,
that's the thing is I don't usually lie. Like even though I'll say an excuse, it's usually true.
Yeah.
It's just never, it's kind of like, but I'll be honest about it. I don't like lying.
And that is, you know, I think that's a good quality.
Yeah, I don't like doing it. I don't like telling people things that aren't true.
Oh my God, hot take.
I don't like to do it. Yeah. It makes me feel bad.
Okay, guys, what are your most used emojis?
Oh, I use a lot of those, you make stickers.
That makes sense.
I do a lot of those.
I do have one sticker that I use all the time that's me and her, and it's us naked, censored with black bars.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, yeah. She just sent it to you. That's my favorite. That's the only sticker I have on my phone.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I use that a lot.
That one we do a lot. And it's like us upset, naked with black bars.
I use this one of my grandma quite a bit.
That's really good.
Is that, who's that next to your grandma?
That's my cousin Yami. I've been trying to crop her out.
Sorry, Yami.
Sorry, girl. You're just like, it's weird for the sticker. It's mostly,
I do,
you know,
like
grandma-centric
the dancing
sticker.
Girl with the red dress. I do the sparkly one, which I heard is now the like AI emoji or some shit. But I use a lot of emojis internally. So like I have a to-do list and I put emojis next to everything I have to do to like trick my brain,
fun.
To like make my brain like visualize what it is. Like if I'm like, so if something I have to do during the day, I put a little sun next to it. If it's at night, I put a little moon next to it. If it's something I have to do with Sid, I put the little twins next to it. Like it's, and I just, it's just internal. Like
that's
so
nice.
There's so many emojis I use all the time, but I don't use them for anyone else.
I do mostly stickers of my dog.
Yeah, you just sent me a lot of stickers of your dog.
I react. I'll send the naked sticker of me and Sid, and then I'll react to the naked sticker of me and Sid with the naked sticker of me and Sid.
I think that's really
funny. My favorite thing to do to like our boss.
The naked sticker is like iconic.
It's
like,
really good.
You guys look like Paris and Nicole or something.
Well, also just we look so upset because it's from our apocalypse show where we're like covered in blood.
No, it's not. That was from
that was from our live show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
You guys look like the paparazzi caught you on a hot night.
You know what? It was not. We just take any excuse.
I have a lot of photos of my dog gagging herself. And I've made
and
them
that's
all
everything.
Stickers.
Gagging herself?
Yeah, like on like a big stick or something. And she's like...
You ever gag yourself on a big stick?
Ugh. Honey, only when I'm paid to.
Honey.
Jesus Christ.
Check out the Patreon.
Check it out.
I gag myself a big stick for $5 a month.
Woo! Okay. Last text to the group chat.
Okay, let's see my most used group chat. Oh, yeah. My last text to my group chat called Yoila, which is my friends from college. We're all obsessed with, like, names that are not real names.
I love
that. So we'll go to a restaurant and the reservation will be under, like, Joyla or, like, Normal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is normal. Just normal.
Yeah.
And I sent a video of my bathroom.
Gorgeous bathroom.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous, this is a good video.
Gorgeous bathroom. Oh, this is the roofless bathroom that you sit in for hours.
And that's the skylight. It's indoor outdoor living. It's beautiful.
Oh, so you don't deserve this.
No, it's fine because I'm leaving.
Yeah. And also, like, it's character building. All of my last words. It's just making us stronger. Mine is don't fall asleep behind the wheel. Take care of yourself. Heart, heart, heart.
Amazing.
That was to our friend Kara. Shout out, Kara. Shout out for not falling asleep behind the wheel and taking care of yourself.
And shout out for playing Hay Day on two different devices at the same time.
I want to see your YouTube watch history.
Oh my God.
Show me. You don't have to play anything you want.
I'm
scared. Just tell me what you got.
Okay, let me see.
I'm excited.
Do you guys go on YouTube a lot?
Like,
fair amount.
I go on it like sparingly, but.
Yeah, I go on for mostly ASMR. To like fall asleep to.
Okay. So we got an ASMR guest in the building.
Yeah.
What kind?
Okay, well, I have a bunch of. See, I have a bunch that are like, the thumbnail is like really sapphic, and the ASMR is pretty sapphic, but it's mostly just relaxing.
So
it's like this woman touching this other woman's face and the one woman in front makes a lot of faces. And I do fall asleep to this, and they don't speak English.
These whispers?
It's not porn.
They don't. Two of my most recent searches are the 2011 movie Love on a Leash, which is about a woman who falls in love with a golden retriever. We watched it on our Patreon movie night, and then I made people watch it a couple different times. So that's
2011 that came out?
Yeah. Mm. And it's really upsetting. It's the movie has no sound mixing because the director was hit by a bus.
That's the best.
Yeah.
So
not the bus. Not the hit by a bus.
No. That part's bad. But the sound is really good.
Wow.
And then a lot of, I think you looked these up. There's a lot of Danny Go shit on my YouTube. Sid is obsessed with this children's.
Okay, no, he's brilliant.
Danny Go?
There's this guy named Danny Go on YouTube, and what he does is he does these exercises for kids where he'll be like you're running through a volcano, and I think he's brilliant.
And so, like, why are you guys, like, watching
that? Well, I hang out with kids pretty regularly.
Don't say that.
I have kids in my life. In a fine way. I have kids in my life, and they like Danny Go, and then I've gotten really into it, and I'm like, this is pretty awesome. This is a good one. You won't stay awake, head to neck exam.
Oh, wow. What?
You won't stay awake.
All of the ASMRs.
Head to neck exam.
All of the ASMRs are titled, like, I swear to God, you won't stay awake.
I have one that I think is really funny, but a lot of people are going to think is really offensive.
Olivia.
I also really love the videos of earwax.
She used to love earwax.
She cleaned my ears once.
Well, I cleaned your husband's ear.
One of my favorite, every time I'm like about to go through like a, you know, I have like pictures of Sid folders in my phone for like birthdays and stuff. One of my favorite ones is like, Shane just being like, and Sid going like, like looking in
little
there.
Ear cam.
I had a birthday party once where no one could enter unless I could clean their ears first.
Yeah.
Yes. You told me about this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you like, I do like the ones where they put water in and the stuff comes out.
The best. Oh my God, it's so satisfying.
Or someone could do that to my soul.
Oh dude, you and me both.
Sid can through your ear. Oh no, this is the kind of shit that this is good because I just am so fascinated by this stuff. I don't relate to it. Sometimes I'll get into a rabbit hole looking up stuff that's like this kind of stuff where I'm like, I don't even understand it, but like, I'm so curious.
But yeah. Anyways, let's get into
this video. Is called How to Regress Alone.
What made you want to start doing YouTube?
Age regressing.
Okay.
I've heard about this.
I'm just fascinated.
It's like, very, very niche. Regress age regression.
What is age regression?
Where you become a kid.
Pretty like outmoded
outrageous.
Oh, yes. And it's not usually to be like, confused with...
It's not a kink. Not it's kink. Not a kink. It can be. It, people DDLG confuse them. Shit, you can do it as people a kink, but those. It's not necessary. That's not why people shouldn't. Do it. It's just... They're separate.
It's like the furry thing. It's like you can just dress up as you a furry can just dress and it's it doesn't totally have to be
sexual.
Platonic.
It can be sexual. It's allowed to be. It does not have to be. And that is what
age regression is like how a coping...
It's a coping thing. Yeah. Oh. And it's just interesting. Like... Okay, then we've also got
okay, wait, I want to move on to okay, the Google searches.
Oh no.
Okay. So, cuz that's where I know you guys got some weird stuff in yeah. there.
Oh god.
Let me find my search history.
But Olivia, you like to find very niche different life
perspectives.
I love
going through like a weird rabbit hole on like a specific just like people are so interesting to me. Mm-hmm. And like there are so many different things the human brain can do.
There's
so many
different some
types
stuff.
Of people.
I'm going to show you some weird shit.
I'm
Olivia.
Excited. I just love and I'm just drawn to weirdness.
I have
in a totally non-judgmental way.
Go. What do you got on Google, Sid?
I just opened my Safari and it was opened on a Google search that is bird with triangle head. So I don't know.
Oh, wow. We've got...
I think I saw a bird in our neighborhood that I wanted to identify.
Bird with triangle head.
I like a bird, you know?
Yeah, we like a bird.
You guys are safari people, huh?
Love a
yeah,
bird.
Yeah, yeah.
Love a bird.
Okay, we've got... I was looking up black mold. That was probably for you.
Oh, such a good friend.
I was looking up, is prank calling ICE illegal? Is it a crime to prank call ICE? I was looking up, oh gosh, there's so many. Okay, some restaurants. Viagra Man mascot, which is a real thing.
Yes.
That's the Viagra Man. Flight of the Conchords tickets, too expensive, but love them.
They're great.
I looked up types of smog.
Types of smog.
I looked up Lily Rose Depp cleft lip because she's playing a character that has a cleft lip and everyone's upset about it. And I was like, well, I gotta know more about that.
I looked up long-term effects of black and green mold.
Okay. Yeah. I looked up Viagra Man like 17 times.
Okay, guys. I've seen enough.
Well, I looked up Feet Finder, how to cancel your subscription because I never used it, but I guess they charged me $16 last year and they were like, we're gonna charge you another. And I'm like, I don't use it. So
I looked up types of larva.
You guys.
We've got
I looked up
a lot of LinkedIn.
Best shower curtain.
Best shower curtain.
Best shower curtain.
Do you put guys your phones know what down. The best shower curtain
yeah.
is?
Put your phones down.
I looked up buy sell DVD near me.
Get your phone off. Guys.
Do you guys want my DVDs? I have boxes of DVDs.
Sid and Olivia.
I'm moving. I have mold.
Upon investigation, mm-hmm. interviewing, interrogation, mm-hmm. and education about you guys, I've decided. Sid and Olivia, you both are not allowed online. You are not allowed, not until the mold is cleaned.
Thank you.
From your systems and your minds.
Thank you.
And, you know, you're on watch.
Thank you.
And maybe you're on a list. And I'm gonna have a picture of you guys like those restaurants that like there's like do not let this person in. It's like a black and white photo and you look really scared. I'm gonna have that at the front door.
That's really
and
good.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I think this is good for
society. You're doing the best thing for the world.
It's for my own health.
It's for our health, it's for everyone else's health, it's for health. Mm-hmm.
But when you guys inevitably eventually come back, maybe my decision will change. We shall see. But for now,
get out of there.
Get out. Thank you so much for hanging out with
Thank
me.
Thank you
today.
For having for us. Having we us. Love you so much.
You guys are so fun. I love you.
I love you.
If you guys haven't seen our other content together, go check it out.
We try not to laugh. Together.
You guys are like
freak out.
You're among the funniest episodes of Try Not to Laugh.
Oh,
that is not a bit.
You are the funniest person in the whole wide world.
Oh, sure. You shut up.
Oh, you shirt. You shirt. You shirt up.
Shirt semen pickup.
You guys. Shirt semen pickup.
Hope you wean off your day and your life is mold free.
Me too.
I hope you thrive.
Thank you.
I want that one actually.
Well, yes. You're going to be great. It only goes up from here.
Once you get the mold out of your blood, it only goes up from here.
I've heard that the first 4 days are the most dangerous, and now I'm in the clear.
Yeah.
Well, okay, good.
That's good.
Maybe
this will
like cleanse. I love you both.
I love you.
We love you. You're the best.
I'll talk to you guys again on this show or somewhere soon. And guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us on URL. And I hope you leave the internet feeling better than when you opened it today. Thank you so much. Bye.